Pre-middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Melasim Rishon and Gimel, and the halachas of Shehiyah and Chazara about leaving food on an open flame from before Shabbos and putting it back. Tiv Beis, the son of Chav Beis and Aleph. Kira Shehi Grufor Gutuma, a Kira stove that is shoveled out or covered up the ashes, like what we call having a blech, but not lachadera me'aleha, and you took the pot off of it. A fill of Shabbos, even on Shabbos, mutlach zira, it'd be permitted to put it back. Calls man shirasachas, as long as it's still boiling, still hot. Agar says Jamma, why do we other? And says the Torah, it's still in the sand. Continues the mechaber, and v'lohi nichal gabe karka, and he didn't put it down on the ground. Agar says Jamma, but daita lach zira, and says the Torah, he has a mind to put it back on the fire. Says Jamma mechaber further, v'davka al gaba. Now, this specifically putting back on top of the kira. But inside of the kira, that's forbidden. Now, that's regarding a kira stove, which would describe that there's three different types. Tanner, kira, kupach. Kira has less heat. But regarding a tanner stove, it's forbidden to put it back. Even if the coals are shoveled out and covered the ashes, meaning even if it has a blech, so to speak. And within the kaifach, same thing is for the kaifach, if it's heated up with pulp and with firewood, which we said then has a halacha like a tanner. Agar says Rama, but after she had tavshim of blushkon tzarkis is busy. So that's specifically if what you're putting back on the fire on Shabbos, you're taking the shalom, you're putting it back on, was fully cooked. But then it's permitted as a continuous days, lachzicha to put it back on, a fully kira acheres, even to a different kira. But if it wasn't fully cooked, also for less secure, then forbidden even with that cure itself, says the Maimon Paragimel, and for the simple reason, because then there's going to be a problem about bishul, about cooking. Says Mishabur Sivkot Nun Beis, a kira that shehi grew for ketumah, which it has this heter of grew for ketumah, and you take the pot off, then you can put it back even on Shabbos. Now, aval in the grew for ketumah, but if it's not, shoveled out or covered with the ashes, it's forbidden. I feel a bit of some, even if the more cooked, the worse it gets. Even if it is garvakatim, then it would be forbidden. But if it's garvakatim, then I feel a b'shabbos v'chulu, then if you took it off, then even the Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back on. Meaning, the loitim, we don't say the loitir chachamim. The chum did not permit it, because you're not Shabbos. If you took it off before Shabbos, and then you're putting it back, which is, there is another halacha of chazar like that. And you put it back Erev Shabbos, when it's about to get dark. Only then did they permit chazara. No, that's what they're telling you. The mutalita lahachzar for the b'Shabbos kufay, you let it take it and put it back even on Shabbos itself. And for the kamapam, even many times, which Shartzi Noiz Memdal says, that there's no chilek, there's no difference between if you took it from the kira when it was still daytime, or whether on Shabbos itself, according to this opinion. Look later on, the Ramah in the name of the Ran. Sivkat Nun Dal. And however, this that you let it put back on the fire is a sivkot nadal, because much you desachas, as long as it's still hot. Prat zeh ain't a daima l'chol neskarmas of zeh. This specific detail is not similar to all the other details that were mentioned in the sif in this paragraph. The behematamu, regarding them, the other variables, the reason is leitu chacham chazar, the chacham did not permit to put it back on the fire, kim boifin zeh, only in such a situation. Abazeh, here regarding it being hot, a tamhu, the reason is very simply, the kibin should nistalik mesichasei, once it's not hot anymore, the hand in the yotz ledzboi, the hand would not recall when it touches it, then the problem would be that simply it would be a problem, not of chazara, of the rabbinic prohibition, but you have a problem about cooking. According to what the Ramah Paskins over there in Sifteh Zvav, that actually Nagel Hok, we actually are leaning to, custom is to lean on this variable actually, unless it's totally cooled off. But even though it's not hot anymore, as long as it's not totally cooled off, the Ramah actually says it would be permitted to put it back on the fire. Shivkat Nun Hei, and the Ramah added on, it has to still be in his hand. What it means to say is, the pot has not left his hand, as we know people when they're holding the challenge, when they want to put it back on the fire, they're still holding it. And it can't leave his hand. When he takes it from the kira, until the moment he puts it back. Now, this can be excluded. If he put on a bed, or a chair, or something similar in the meantime, have a commission, nichal gabi karka bintam. That's like putting it on the ground in the meantime. Shasharati Nois Mzain says, he said, I didn't mention the case of when you empty it from one pot to another pot, that the Magen Rambam mentioned, because anyways there are certain opinions that are lenient by a second heating source, like a Tosis and the Ran, and therefore he says, according to my humble understanding, it's possible that you can rely on the Bikilim in regard to that question. But regarding all these other cases, could then essentially putting it back somewhere else. But that's okay, says the Shar Tzion. But if you put it on the ground or on the bench, something like that, that's forbidden according to everyone. The butler la hashia yoshayna, because now your original shahia of maintaining it on the fire is not here anymore because you let go. Now when you go and you put it back onto the kira, it's like a new putting on the kira on Shabbos. Only permitted putting back. Not to initially put something on the fire on Shabbos, even if it's totally cooked. There's no problem about cooking. Since you're putting it in a place where the norm is to cook it always, it's a separate concern. It looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. So therefore, you have to still have it in your hand. Now, Sivkat Nunvav, the Rama added on also a daito lachzira. You also have to have in mind that you can put it back. Atam gam kikanal, that the reason is the same thing. Through that, lebat ladain shirishayna, then you don't lose the original shia, shehisha isal kirim vayyam, that you had done the shia on the kir from when it was still daytime. You had in mind to put it back before it went and cooled off. Which the Sharatzi Nais Mem Tes says, that's the Eliyahu Rabbah name of Lavush. And it would seem his reasoning is because if he had in mind to put it back only after it cooled off, then his thought process wouldn't be effective at all, because that you're not allowed to do, as we mentioned before. So it'd be like you don't have in mind to put it back. I mean, let's say a guy, he thinks, at 3 o'clock I'll put back the chal. Not going to help, it's already cold, you can't put it back anyway. So it seemed that if he thought to put it back until it doesn't fully cool off, okay, that would also be enough, according to what we hold like the Ramah, as the Magen Rambam writes in Sivkat and Yotes. But as long as he had in mind to put it back before it cools off, says the Mishmur, but at the beginning when he took it, he didn't have in mind to put it back. He said, okay, we're taking off the chon. And then afterwards, the wife says, oi, your Yankee's not here, well, let's have it from Falada. He says, oh, I'll put it back. Us, that's forbidden. Even if he did not put on the ground in the meantime, that would be like an initial putting on Shabbos. But he says, that there are many other early authorities that are lenient, but we're still holding it. Even if he did not have a mind to put it back, the wife takes up the challenge. She's like, okay, wait a second. We want to be able to have it for later. If he had a mind to put it back on, there's also another leniency. Even though in the meantime, he let go of it, but really wants to put it back, as the Shar Tzion Ois Nun brings, let's say you put it on the bench or something like that, even though there are from those that are lenient, even if you put it on the ground, since he had a mind to put it back, since it's very hard to paskin opposite the steamers of Shulchan Aruch later on, so give him a look over there. So that much the Shar Tzion doesn't want to be a lenient, but Venera says, Mishra Burushim, is in a pressing need, yes, listen, because you can rely on either one of these two leniencies. If you had just Daita Lahatzer, or if you had just the halacha of Oidim B'yadai. Same
cut. Some people hold that because you put it down halfway. Right? That's different.
Right, no, that's also considered as Oidim B'yadai.
Some parts you can't put
your hands. Right. So that was still, that we say, that's still considered Oidim B'yadai. Yeah, it's Oidim B'yadai. Same cut Nun Zayin. And says the Mechaber, B'davka al Gaba. This whole hetero of Chazar is only on top. Hainu al Oividev Nesem Lamala, on the thickness of the walls on the top. Oisha some kisa al Chalala, or if he put some type of a covering on the cavity of the fire, V'hemer Agadei al Kisui, and then you're putting the pot on the covering. That's where we say the hetero of Chazar. Mefilim Tola Hakadei Rulutuichav Akira. And even if he's suspending the pot into the airspace of the kira, Uktzastef Nesem Lamala, but some of the walls are sticking out from the top. The way a pot is, that it's narrow on the bottom and it's wide on the top. Okay, that would also be considered on the top. It's not considered inside, only if it's sitting the pot on the ground of the kira. The Shar Tzion Ois Nun Beis says, a little bit of a pella, that the Pesukim don't quote what is burned in Yerushalmi, that up until 3 tefachim in the depth of the kira, from top down, is considered on top of it. And more than that, it's considered inside of it. And some say over there, until the groove that's made in the kira, and the Yerushalmi is not mentioned on the Chiddush Ramban, the Chiddush Ramban, he says afterwards, if I'm the Marapon, then miyashim this a little bit. But al kaponu, on the ground of the kira, that would be forbidden. Sivkot Nun Ches. That's what he says. Avotoicha Aser, inside it's forbidden. Why? Give it to your mind, Avotoicha, since you're putting inside the Kiri Kadeksh Mavash Mutadda, because that's the normal way of how you normally cook. Near Kamavash, that looks like you're cooking, says the Rashman Iran. Now, by Isna Kiri Shainlam Teicha Bakal, those Kiris that don't have an inside and a cavity, Elohim Shutis, they're flat. But Teicha Mekabon Echad, it's inside and on top is the same thing. But the lachs in that you'll have to put back to them. Then the lachs in that doesn't have a halacha of the inside. If there's fire in the kira, and simshin chesiv tezvav, we discuss over there. Simchat nun tes, and we said of a tanner there, a full of husav b'kashav b'kivav of a canal. Even if you hear with straw or stubble, which is usually not a problem at all, that we said it's going to be us or even gar for katim. Simchat samach v'adin lekayper b'chulu the haloy lehutra chazara b'kulam b'grufa, because the whole hetra of chazara is only when it has a blech. It's called grufa. With a tanner b'kayper shav marab, we said by a tanner and kayper, which when you heat it with gefes ve'etzim. It has a lot of heat, but like, then shoveling out the coal is not enough. Like it's in the Sefav, which Shartzinus Nadal says that is
according to the Yeshayimim that's making on Sefav regarding Shia that you don't need Grufa, but Chazar they agree, like the Machab writes over there explicitly. There's much more further. Sifka and Samachab, the Ramah said the Davka Shatav Shabahul. Now, this specifically, where he's calling for the Bais Yosef, if the dish is fully cooked, which Koya Reisha Dama is going on the Reisha that says, as a continuum in Vase, that even on Shabbos, it's permitted to put it back on the Kirk, when the pot is boiling. Zebed, as we come to explain, the Dab Kishum Mevushu Kotarkin, specifically if it's fully cooked. But not fully cooked, try Chacha Rabbi Bishon, then still is applicable to have the problem about cooking. I'm a Mashanet, but come on, Sim Shin Ches, Sibdal, and Mishmashum over there, Sibkan Samach Vase. And then it's permitted, we said, to return it, Afilik Kira Cheris, even to another. Kira, and v'afilu im hevel amirub mirushayin. Even if its heat is more than the first one, kamak ma'afiloyer v'rach b'chal chazar b'shayin. It's still only like in the category of returning, which is permitted. Avalim ha'isa betchila tmuna b'davish einuys v'avel. But if originally it was insulated in something that does not increase heat, b'shabbos bolit shibla kira. Now you're going to come put it back to the kira ilhepach or the other way around. Mikira atmana from the kira to atman to insulating. Oh, so that's forbidden. Is that pool chadash? That's a new activity. Which Shahir and Chazar is different than Atmana. And the end time, the Mishachachachachach, you cannot insulate when it's already dark. Even something that does not increase heat will come on the Rishon Zayin, but that would be a problem. The Bir Halacha and the Ramaschom Kishi Gufa Gutuma, which we said that if there's Garfa Katim, you'll have to do Chazara. Now, if it was heated with Kasha Gvava, says the Rambam, that has the same halacha like Grufa Ketumah, because really there's nothing to stoke, and therefore that would be permitted. The Rambam asks Mutalach Zira, that so even on Shabbos is allowed to return it, that's even if it's Nisam V'Giyaf V'Sevechon, and even if it, the more cooked, the better it gets. The Rambam asks B'Lahinich L'Gabi Karka, which Machaber says, but it has to be, you didn't put it on the ground. So says the halacha, according to what the Rambam quoted just right before, halacha, that it has to be Arden Miyod, that still be in his hand, so you don't have to write anymore that you shouldn't put on the ground. It's just Mechaber actually has a different opinion, that specifically on the ground is forbidden, then the original Shia's bottle. But not when you put on the bench or something similar in between. Look at Beseisim, and you should know that if you put on the ground, even if you had in mind to return it, it's forbidden even according to the Mechaber. Chadush Rikavega writes that even if this one who puts it down was someone else, that it's not his own pot, his action actually would be effective to make it forbidden to now return it anymore onto the kira. And it's not applicable to halachic principle of ein od ma'isa davar shen shalai person cannot make something that's not his forbidden. However, it's still in his hand. It's just when he removed it from the kira, he did not have a mind to return it. If his thought would be effective to now make it forbidden to return it, that's telling machalik yoshayim. Look over there that he's lengthy on this. The Masa B'tayt Lachzir, which Mishbur had referenced in Sivkot Nun Vav, so it says, it sounds like that that the Ramah is Taifas L'chumra regarding the questions that were asked on this in the Gemara. And there he holds that you need to have both. One that's not put on the ground, and also he has to have a mind to return it. But if it's on the ground, it's forbidden even if he had a mind to return it. And that's Mechaber Soysim later on, Sivkim, look over there. Now this old Lishitaz that writes Mesiyasiv after he brings the opinion of Rishayim that hold him to be Machmer when you put on the ground in all situations. He writes, now he goes to he writes in the name of Sefer Truma that you have a mind to return it, even if you put it on the ground, it's going to be permitted. Now, that caused him to reject his words totally because he didn't see any opinion that agrees with the words of the Truma. But the truth is, says the Be'alachi of Chedush Aram, that brings the shame of the Ra'ah, you have a Shot the Gibran, the shame of the Riaz, the Hachara the Me'iri, look over there, and Taisis in the beginning of Paragta, but my time then, the Menegum Mekhemis regarding Atman, and they write that maybe that we hold like that Lishon that it's permitted the Chizkiya permitted the name of the Abaye when you put on the ground if he has a mind to return it. That's the Rush that requires both, but at the end he finds a different Eitzot Miyashu. Then they look up with him. Now, according to this, it's possible that you can be makel by a rabbinic halacha, then you have a mind to return it, even if you put it on the ground, or it's still in your hand, and you did not have a mind to return it, when you took it off, then you could return it. Takapana, when it's still in your hand, and you don't have a mind to return it, mistabra, for sure that you can be makel es atzav, because that's also the Rambam that doesn't quote this. And also, putting it on the bench, or something similar, and he has a mind to return it, since that depends of the rabbi says, like the place can be makel, so therefore, one can be leaning regarding either one of these. The Ramaskal Badavka Shatavsha Bahulu, Ramah said specifically if it was fully cooked, with the shorts is from the Beisaysiv, and he's going according to what he passes Machab and Shinichas Siv Dalid, but according to what we explained about it, that many Rishonim the whole that when it's cooked during Michael Ben Nisoy, it's not applicable Bishan Mo and Sahab, so this halach would change also regarding Chazar. However, it says the Be'alach is very hard to be lenient, because this is the Indian Dairaitza of Bishan. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu 59. Even if someone does not remove the pot from the fire, he just tilts it on its side, chaznish holds, that's considered like taking the pot off and not doing chazar. Now, if a person violated and returned the pot onto the kira, chaznish writes, he has to remove it from the fire. Because since the whole halach of the is chazar is because of the mechata, the is not telling the mice chazar, it's the etzim shia that it's still remaining there on the fire. However, according to what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot Lama Zayin, we're going to Chazar, that's because it looks like Mabash L'Shabbos, so then you have to know, is the Issa the Etzim Shia, or is it the Maisa Nacha? And the reason for the Issa Chazar, we discussed later on Sivkot Nayin. Now, regarding a pot that was placed by mistake on the kira that was not Guva Geduma, and he's coming to take it off to a kira that is Guva Geduma, let's say that has a Blach, this is logical, that's not considered like placing a pot from new, and you actually would be able to transfer it. There's number 60 regarding the electric stoves and ovens in our times. Has a look like a kira regarding returning the tavshal on top of them. Chaznish writes it's forbidden to do this because his halacha is of that of electric heat, like that's not gar for katam. There's number 62. The Sharatin that said there's no chili between when you took from the kira when it's before Shabbos, whether on Shabbos itself, according to his opinion. However, we're going to have Tamon, Mishnah Berurah, later on Zemir Shnat Zayin, that if you won't cover the covering of the Gedera from when before Shabbos, even with the intention of covering it once it's already Shabbos, you're not allowed to cover it on Shabbos. Chaznish writes that if you took the pot from before Shabbos and now it's already dark, it would be forbidden to return it, even if it's still in his hand, and he had a mind to return it. Dish number 63. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nunhei, said that he didn't remove the pot from his hand from when he took it from the kira until when he returns it. Now, if he put the pot on the ground, but just he didn't remove his hand from it, Tribus Gizmash writes that you could consider the pot as if it's still in his hand. So, Vidai, from what the Shulchan Aruch writes, Loshon of Hanocha, not Loshon of Hamada, which sounds like that he's not holding the pot anymore in his hand. On the other hand, in terms of such a situation, the pot is not considered as if it's still in his hand. However, if he did not put the pot totally on the ground, it's just part of it is elevated by his hand in the ear, some Royasha rule that's still considered the other, and that's a pin of Mitzkarelitz also. Dish number 64, that the Sharatzin in Sivkot Mem Zayin had said that that you could be Semich under Keelan regarding this question of Pinim Mechem LaMechem, and also if he doesn't put the vessel that he poured into on the fire, he just pours from it into a heating element that's on the fire. Pinim Rosh Hamazam is, it can be Mekel. It's not considered as if you're placing the middle vessel on the ground. And that's Pinim Rosh Hamazam also. In addition number 65, Shmuel Tzivkot Nun Vav had said that Be'isa Terech, one could rely on this, and when you had a mind to return it, even if you had removed it from your hand, Chaznish writes that this mokad be mokal also when you put on the bench and you don't have a mind to return it, because of combining the pin of the Ran that's mentioned there later on, that by taking a pot off on Shabbos, that was not said the conditions of Chazar. Now, if his thought was not to return the pot If that was an error, for example, let's say there were two pots that were placed in the fire. One was a dish that was designated for the evening, and another one was a dish designated for the morning. And he made a mistake, and he removed in the evening the pot with the dish that was designated for the morning. Pinchal Mezaman is that you have to consider this as maybe it's considered like he took it with the intention of returning it, because he did not have in mind to take this pot from the fire at all. Moreover, that since you moved the pot by mistake, you can rely on the opinion of the Ran that's burned in Mur later on. When you're taking a pot on Shabbos, the halachas, the conditions of Chazar were not said, and you can be lenient and return it. On the other hand, the opinion of Bayashiv is that it's forbidden to return it, because it's considered as if he took the pot not with the intention of returning it, and that's the opinion of Miskarelis. Now, if the fire went out beneath the pot, and now he's coming to move it to another stove, Shrizik and Mesh writes that it's not considered as if the pot was put on the ground. That's also been in Mishal Mazam, and he explains that even if you can be stringent to consider extinguishing the fire like putting the pot on the ground, however, that's not considered as if placing it the pot down with your hands. It's like as if the pot fell by itself, which logical in such a situation, the original Shia is not bottle. And since the placing of the pot on the fire was with the intention of leaving the up until the meal, it's considered as if he had a mind to transfer it when the fire goes out. So it's as if he took away the intention of returning it. On the other hand, Pinchas Yashiv is that's considered as if the pot was on the ground. Only if the plato or the blech that the pot was put on did not cool down, and it's possible to heat up food in it, then you say the original shi is not bottled. And that's how Miskar Elz is inclined. And regarding a pot that falls by itself on the ground, so that we discuss later on bin Alocha de Maschal Baloy. Now regarding a pot that's placed on an electric plato, which is not ketuma, that has no blech, and the electricity goes out on Shabbos, and afterwards it was fixed in a permitted way. Shlomo Zalman writes that if this did not totally cool down, where there's no problem about bishul, according to Rambam later on, you don't have to remove it because that's not considered as chazar. Another opinion of Yashiv is that if the plot to cool down in between, it's considered like chazara, so to speak, on the kira, which is not graphic God, you would have to remove it. Like the Chazanish writes regarding placing a pot on Erev Shabbos on the Tana that was lit on Shabbos through a Shabbos clock, which considered as if you're placing the pot from new at the time when it goes on. Someone that he heated up a pot with food from before Shabbos, put it on the covering that's placed on the fire, and he forgot to light the fire, and he recalls on Shabbos he wants to transfer it to another fire, which is Garfa Katim, in a situation where there's no problem of Isra Bishul. Shlomo Zalman writes that even before he put the pot on the covering, he placed it on the ground. However, since his whole busyness with this pot is for the purposes of the heating of the pot and not for the purpose of removing it, and putting the pot on the covering which had no fire beneath it was all an error, so it's considered as if the placing of the pot on the covering was like putting it on the fire, and it's even better than putting the pot on a bench, which is not permitted to remove it only b'shas atzar, because there, it's different. It's still that there's a removal of the pot from the fire. However, regarding the opinions that we brought before, that the extinguishing of the fire is considered like putting on the ground, the chayr here also would be considered like placing on the ground. And dishur number 66, now putting the pot on the table or on the marble, the counter, Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv hold that it has the halacha like placing the pot on a bench, because the derech is to return it to the stove, the pot that was placed over there, and that's been a miskarel. So other than Bin Rav Rosner, is that putting it onto the marble is like putting it onto the ground, because since it's normal when you remove it to there, you know, like as when you take it off from the fire, and it's not like putting it on a bench, which is just very temporary and not for the purposes of removing. Hey, you remove it, you put it onto the ground. That's the Chibetz Elitzin writes also, that's like putting it on the ground. Which is very different, like we said, regarding Shasa Tzarech. Regarding a stove that's not lit, Pinel Yashiv is that it has a lacha like also like the table and like a marble. Regarding putting the pot into the freezer, into the fridge, the Pinel Yashiv is it's considered as if you're placing it onto the ground. That's been known as gorillas, because like it's out of sight, out of mind. Regarding putting the food on the plate, on the table, Shlomo Zalman writes, that's considered as if you placed it on the ground, and even more than that, as a Pinchas Karelitz also. Addition number 67, on the words of the is the words of Shartzim. that the Mishnah says it's hard to paskin negative the steam shulchan aruch later on sif gimel. That's the chaz nishra. It said if you put the pot on the ground, it's appropriate to be machmir not to put it back on, even when he had a mind for that, like depending on most paskin. Mishnah number 68. We said, but inside is forbidden, and if the kira is not hot, like shayat ledes, so he waits later on sif kod tzadi bezer regarding a town that it's permitted to put the pot even inside of it. That's the chaz nishra. It's also. Mishnah number 69, regarding electric ovens in our times, the Shabbos Mechazit writes that it's forbidden to return inside of them even when they're katum, when they, so to speak, a blech, and that's been a boyashev and a skirelis and other. And Shabbos Shabbalevi writes regarding the electric ovens that are made for insulating, that's only the tanurim in their times, where it's possible to cook both on top and inside of that. So it looks like when you're putting the dish inside the tanur, like you're putting it for the purpose of bishul. Which is not the case in tanur in our times. There was no possible of cooking on top of the tanur. Putting the tops inside of it does not look like bishul. Moreover, that since the bishul is always inside the tanur, it's not possible that they made it forbidden to cook in all situations. They're permitted to return inside of it when it's katim. And look what we wrote in Sivkot Nidal. What's the, how do you do katima of a tanur chashmal? How do we do in electric ovens katima? Now regarding a box, a metal box that has a covering, and you put it on top of the kira, so that you could do shia inside of it, a pot like kerufa ketuma. Parents Kirelitz says that you have to know if it's permitted to return inside of it, the pot. It's possible that the walls of the box get hot from the fire and actually increases on the heat of the pots, and you have to consider in the inside of it, like inside the queue, and therefore it's also mentor to tzarachin. Dish number 70, in the words of Allah, the Be'alacha, the Masla Kira. So if Hiru Kasha Gavava has a lacha like Grufa Ketuma, from this that he compares a kira that's Hiru Kasha Gavava to a kira that's Grufa Ketuma, and that's the Be'alacha wrote in Sefav, the Masla Talisha, sounds that it's forbidden to do Chazor even inside a kira that's Hiru Kasha Gavava, and that's Salachaz Mish writes, not like the Ramei Simcha Nar Sameach writes that since a kira that's Hiru Kasha Gavava and there's no Chacham at all, so you'd be permitted to return the there even inside of it. Dish number 72, Be'alacha brought Kidega, and he says that look over there, that was very lengthy. So he brings up the machlokes Rishonim. If from the letter of the law, does a person make a klai hakerem forbidden that's not his, but that is just exists because of that, doesn't make it usher or make her a din? A person cannot make usher something that's not his, even a klai hakerem. Now, the reason the machlokes explains is that since, but is a klai, the etzim teribus is the iser, it's just as a condition that teribus should be convenient for a person and not considered for nothing. So if such a situation is considered like issa that's done through a maiso or like issa that's done through a machshava, Kveikah compares this chazar to issa klai kerem. That also issa chazar, then the taking from the kira is the issa. It's just that to consider the tila like a total like kira from the a removal from the kira, a person has to think that he doesn't want to return it. If that's the case, when someone else takes it with the intention not to return it, it's a tilly and not machlekes. And Siva Avi Ezri Avshach writes to discuss the words of Kidega that you could say that this chazara, it's not the machshava not to return it that makes it aser together with the taking of the pot. It's only the netil itself that makes it aser. It's just through the machshava that you're obligated that with the active thought to return it that removes the netil from considered as a total removal. And if that's the case, even when someone else removes it from the kira, or even if it falls by itself from the kira, you'd be forbidden to put it back because l'maisa, you do not have a machshava to return it, and it's not connected at all regarding the topic if a person could ask a davar shenu shaloi by kalai hakerem, by a forbidden mixture of vines with other seeds. Dish number 73. We said if it's not in a special called tzarka, then you would have a problem on bishul. Also, when there's a savik if fully cooked, be'alach writes later on shin nitches, it's forbidden to do chazar. Now, so too, chicken bones that are soft when you cook it a lot and it becomes fit to eat. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, you have to be particular, they should be fully cooked and fit to eat if you want to do chazar. Yazan, it's possible that also those people that don't usually chew these bones, even after they become soft, it would be forbidden to them to do chazara with these bones to the pot. In a situation where there is in that city many people that do eat them and do have pleasure from them. However, when there's a suffix, if the bones were cooked raw, so those people are permitted that they don't usually eat them to be leaned regarding this. And that's written Shubhas Mechazitzkling. I'm not sure if it's Misha writes, Mirka Adin, you don't have to be concerned with these bones from Bishul, only place where they usually chew them, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, then you can't be leaned for those that are usually used to this. And that's how it's written by Reskarel, it's that those who have the ability to eat them, this is with their Bishul and the forbidden to Chazar, which is not the case by most people that don't usually eat them. Regarding them, there's no Isabishul, and you're permitted to do Chazar. And Dirshu 74, the Ramah had said, even to another Kira, which Mishbura had qualified that even if the second one has more heat than the first one, still there's no problem of Chazara, and it's permitted. Now, if the pot was placed on the Kira, that was not hot for the Shiv Yatzaledis Bay. Chaznish writes that even if the Tavshil, it's still hot of the Shri Yatzaledis Bay, but the first place where it was placed was not Yatzaledis Bay, to put onto the new one would be considered like Hanocha B'Tchil and would be forbidden. Edition number 75, which we said that but Hatmana with Shia Chazar, that is a problem. Now, to take a pot that's near a Kira and put it on top of it, Chaznish writes it's permitted because all types of Shia are considered as the same. Shadon Aloch is, Chaznish writes, that this kula of the Chaznish is L'shitasa, that Smich B'Tchil B'Shabbos is forbidden. So just like it's forbidden to put, and it's just like it's forbidden to put on top of it initially. So he's comparing Smicha to Shia. Like Mishra and Sifkot as well, he brings that those are lenient by Smicha B'Tchil on Shabbos. Now, however, if the two pots were placed one on top of the one on top of the other, and he took both of them, and he wants to return the upper pot on top of the empty pot that's on the fire, Chaznish writes over there that's considered like a new hanocha, and that would be forbidden. Now, to remove a pot that's on the blech that's on the fire from a place that's not opposite the fire to a place that is opposite the fire, when there's no problem about Bishul, Pinner Rosner is that if some of the pot was already on the area opposite the fire, Pasha that you'd be able to transfer even the other part opposite the fire, and that's what's been in Risk Rallis. Now, if the pot that's on the blech is not placed opposite the fire, even in part, so truly, Exemption writes that if that the place that it's on is found that the pot is warm in the Shisha of Yatzalens, but it's considered as if the pot was on top of the fire, and if you would be able to transfer opposite the area of the fire. And that's where Vosner is inclined. To make our din, you let it transfer the pot from a warm place that the pot could get hot in the Shriyat's Ledes, but to the place that is opposite the fire. On the other hand, from what the Igus Mishra writes elsewhere, it sounds like that he permitted to remove the pot even from a place that's not yet Ledes, the place that is opposite the fire, that's still El Mais, it's on the Blech, that would be opposite the fire. That's our opinion. Yashiv, he just adds on, that permitted to do this only if in the first place it was possible at least to heat up the food in the shear that it would be some benefit from its heat. However, regarding placing a pot in the beginning to a place that's Yad Tzeledes Boy, initially, so Chubis Gizmash writes that if in this place it's not possible to heat up the food in the shear, that'll be the heat of Yad Tzeledes Boy, but you let it put over there. So you see from his words that this place is not as like part of the kirim. That's the case. L'chayra, would be forbidden to transfer the pot even from a place that Yatzaled is by to opposite where the fire is. Some Zaman writes that you should not remove a pot from its place to a place that is opposite the fire, only if its place was hot in the shear that you could come to Yatzaled is by, and it's very close to the place of the fire. Also, some Zaman discusses that since that when he removed the pot, Nerev Shabbos in the fire, he had intention to put it back onto the fire. Placing it in the place where it keeps its heat, even if this place cannot come to Yatzaledes, it's not considered like a removal of Das. Rather, it's like it's still in his hand. He has a mind to return it, and you could permit to transfer it to opposite the fire. Nokar Shabbos, he writes, Shlomo Zalman wrote this, only beloved schus on those who have such a minig, but the Ketilim not to be linked regarding this. Now, regarding a pot that's placed on the covering that's found on top of the fire, and wants to remove the covering on Shabbos so that the pot can be placed on the fire itself. Primus Karelit says that it's permitted to do this, since regarding the Issa of Hanocha B'Tchil B'Shabbos, it's considered as if the pot was placed on the covering, which is like it was placed on the fire itself. And that's the case, so it's not considered a change of its matzah above the Kedera, and Befrat, for those who hold that the covering that on it is placed the pot, it's not considered like Garfa Cotton, as we bring later on Sifka Payaf in the name of the Chaznesh. However, one has to be careful not to pick up the pot when he's removing the covering, because if not, he would be forbidden to return it on the fire because the fire is not Garfa Cotton. And if the food was not cooked by Ben Hashmash, sometimes I'm not sure if the blech is considered Muktzah, since by Ben Hashmash it was forbidden to take it out because the Bishul of the Tavshil, so maybe that actually makes the blech itself into Muktzah.